Welcome to Rage Against the Regime Radio, where status quo gets taken to task. With your host, Bobby Who's the Man. Don't be a stranger. Give us a call at 929-477-3565 or contact us at rageagainsttheregimepodcast@gmail.com or on our Twitter at RATRpodcast. And please like our Facebook page. On with the show. Here's Bobby.
Hello, and welcome back to Rage Against the Regime podcast. And I am your host, Bobby, Who's the Man, just in case you didn't know that by the intro music that I just played. One wonder, right? So, today is a day that I wanted to come on and start sharing a little bit of information. And just to do a little bit of catching up, I didn't do a show since last week. Since the little fiasco, I believe I did a show after the fiasco, but I want to talk about it a little bit. No, actually, I didn't do a show after the fiasco, so that's going to be one of the main things that I talk about. We had on Patriot Manny Vega. Manny is a well-known patriot with good standing throughout the patriot world, Oath Keepers, 3%ers, so on and so forth. Guys that go do Border Patrol and everything else. Manny donates his time and does Border Patrol with the likes of Blaine Cooper, you know, just so on and so forth. I'm not going to sit here and start naming names because I'll tell you why in a bit. So I invited Manny onto the show originally, and what happened was he was going off to do Border Patrol work and donate his time with the Border Patrol and all the militia guys from Arizona, which he does quite often. So we asked Manny to come on. Manny said, let me know when I get back, and he gave me the date that he was going to get back and said, hit me up after that. I'll be more than happy to go on the show. So we confirmed with Manny earlier that day, and or the day before, and he said yes. We talked about it, no problem. So we set up the show to do the show. So after going into the show for a little while, it took a little turn for the worse, I guess you could say. I was always taught a couple things you don't sit around and talk about, especially at a dinner table, is religion and politics. In this case, it's kind of hard to not talk politics with me being, you know, doing what I do. So politics is the main thing that I like to talk, and the regime and so on and so forth. But the people that were all included in the conversation started getting into religion, and then I don't know, it just took a turn. Manny actually started talking about something that, you know, he wanted to share with us, which was great. And then Christy Black, who is a friend of the show, I actually met Christy through Becky Williams, who is my co-host on Tuesday shows. And you all know Becky. Becky is a patriot true and true. So I actually met Christy Black through Becky, and Christy was invited on quite a few shows to share a lot of her knowledge because she is very knowledgeable in a lot of aspects. So I saw Christy's number call in. I pressed the button and told her, just hang on for a second. And Manny continued to talk, and, you know, and then I believe Becky was talking. So Christy started talking, and out of nowhere, out of left field, I guess you could say, she came out and started hammering would be a good word, I guess. Manny. Now, I had no idea what was going on, what was going to happen, or anything else. Now, I know that Christy feels very strong about a lot of subjects that, you know, she has it in her mind, and, you know, nobody's going to change her mind that, you know, she's right or wrong about whatever, but the way that she did it, she came out and she pretty much blindsided me. Now, I'm not here bashing her, okay? So nobody take it the wrong way, and Christy, if you're listening, I'm not bashing you, okay? But I need to clear this up with other people, mostly my patriot brothers and sisters. I am a constitutionalist, and I'm a patriot. If I invite somebody onto my show, I'm inviting them on as a friend, and I'm inviting them on as a cohort. I would never, ever, ever allow anybody to backdoor me, blindside me, or whatever, and attack somebody that I brought on as a guest. Okay? And surely not somebody that is very well known and respected in the patriot community. Okay? Not gonna happen. So the way that whole thing went down, you know what? I probably, once it started, I probably should have muted her microphone or whatever, and probably should have not allowed it to go the direction that it went in. But there's nothing I could do about it now. It's done. It's over with. Okay? So I'm here to publicly apologize to Manny, and Becky would like to do so also, which she's probably going to do on tomorrow night's show. But with that being said, you know, I feel really, really bad about what happened to him. Now, I don't want anybody else to ever think, if you're going to be a guest on my show, that somebody's going to come along and blindside you and hit you with questions and, you know, call you out of your name, suggest that you're something that you're not, whatever. I'm just trying to cover all bases, okay? So, I'm sorry again, and, you know, it will never happen again, and if it ever starts to happen, I will be muting some microphones, okay? So, I wanted to get that out of the way. Now, with that being talked about, we have a lot of Patriot on Patriot attacks. We have, you know, patriots bashing other patriots, and now we've come to find out that there are a lot, and I'm talking about a lot, of operatives on patriot pages. I'm sure that my podcast page probably has some. I don't doubt it. I mean, because with me having a podcast, of course, my main objective is to get listeners and to push for people to like my page, so on and so forth. So, I mean, I can't go sit there and wing through it all. I mean, on my personal page, I try, you know, but I don't even mix the two. You know, whatever my political opinion is or my political view is, I don't mix that on my personal page. A lot of you might notice that you might send me stuff and you know, tag me to it and put it on my page or try to put it on my page, and I will not make it for public view. I will probably most likely copy it, paste it, or share it on the Rage Against the Regime podcast page, but I will not put it on my personal page, because the way that I look at it, it's the same old thing. Whatever your personal opinion is about, you know, religion, politics, whatever, you know, there's always a platform for that, and I don't think that my personal page is that platform, because I'm involved in a lot of other things and I don't want to mix the two. So it's not any disrespect to anybody. Like Thomas Lacavera, he sends me a lot of stuff, and you know, I'm glad that I'm actually part of the Third Watch family. We're kind of we were talking about it for a while, and we haven't kind of patched everything up yet, but we're still in talks. We just delayed the talks for a little while, but I'm actually we're planning on becoming part of Blaine Cooper and Thomas Lacovera's, you know, third watch in, Resurrect the Republic. So I'm hoping that that still happens and I still actually become part of with those guys. You know, I really look up to them too. And I think that they put out really good shows and really good videos and, you know, podcasts and so on and so forth. So there are a lot of, but, you know, like I was getting to, there's a lot of operatives on pages. What you people don't understand for the most part is these people are paid to come onto your page and disrupt a lot of different things and to get patriots arguing. They may say something, you know, they look for hot buttons, they look for certain issues to respond to and to talk about, and then they will make a little comment about it, and guess what? From there it takes off, and then they make some kind of comment that will make two different people that are part of the same think differently. Now, I'm not saying it's a psyop, but I don't know, maybe it could be. I never put that much thought into it, but I do know that they try to get patriots arguing, okay? And that's the last thing that we need right now. We do not need any patriots arguing and fighting and whatever, and carrying on and rabble-rousing and whatever, okay? So, I wanted to pretty much clear the air on all that, okay? That was like a main thing for me today that, you know, I really, really wanted to get out of the way because, you know, it's kind of been bugging me for a couple days now, you know, ever since that all happened the other day. So, but I am going to play a song right now and then we're going to carry on with some other information. So, right now, I'm going to play a song called Died With You. Check this out.
With me, this battle has been lost. Set me free, I can't pay this cost. Don't you see, without you, I am lost. I know that things will never be the same. No need to explain, I'm not looking for someone to blame. Deep.
God, I love that song. Now, you know what? The song that I played before that, Died With You by Fozzy, you know, a lot of you guys go, why the hell do you play so much Fozzy music? And I'm going to be quite honest with you. I think that's going to be the album of the year. Chris Jericho puts out one hell of a podcast. You know, he talks about wrestling and talks about the business and all that and whatever. But the music from Fozzy, I swear to you, I think that it's going to be, listen to hear me out, I think it's going to be album of the year. Okay? That's all I'm going to say about that. So we're not going to get into, that's not politics, and that's not current events and everything else. So we're going to avoid all that. Now, tomorrow, I got to tell you guys who the guest is going to be tomorrow. And I'm actually quite excited about this. Not just myself, but Becky's actually really, really excited about it also. Tomorrow, we're going to have on Roy L. Chin. Now, for those of you that don't know, Roy is actually running for the Missouri Secretary of State. And he's a conservative candidate. Did I say that right? Conservative candidate. Okay? So, we are going to have on Mr. Chin tomorrow. Okay? And he's also a hopeful. And I am completely geeked about him coming on. His political statement is less Democrat, less Republican, more Constitution. I am all about that. Okay? So tomorrow we are going to have him on. There is going to be a ton to talk about. He's from Missouri. He is in the heart of everything that's going on in Ferguson. So he is like the exact person that we want to have on and, you know, really talk about all the stuff that's going on there and cover it, you know. I mean, I don't think we could have asked for anybody any better to have on than to have him on. I mean, he's, like I said, he's right in the heart of the matter of everything. And, you know, he's the type of person that could probably give us a lot of feedback and talk a lot about a lot of the things that are going on there. So, you know, we're going to have him on tomorrow. Anybody that might have any questions for Mr. Chin, please, I'm going to give you all the ways to send me questions or comments, or you can call in, okay? To call in to the show tomorrow, 929-477-3565. The show will be starting at 4 p.m. I know I usually do 4:30, but I started running late with my shows and, you know, and messing up my other schedules and everything else. And this show is very, very important to me, but my family is also very important to me. It's more important to me, okay? So, 4 p.m. tomorrow, any questions, you can call the show, 929-477-3565. Anybody that would like to text the show and ask any questions, 256-344-7287. You can leave questions and comments at our Facebook page, which is Rage Against the Regime Podcast at Facebook. That's Rage Against the Regime Podcast at Facebook. Or you could tweet RATR Podcast, or the good old-fashioned way of sending an email, which is Rage Against the Regime Podcast at Gmail. This is going to be a huge show. Okay? This guy is huge. You all know this. I don't have to tell you anything, okay? So, please make sure that you join us tomorrow night. Like I said, send those questions in. Burn up the call lines. Call us. Ask any questions that you might have. Any questions, comments, whatever. I mean, this is going to be huge. Like I said, this is a Missouri Secretary of State hopeful. Okay? And you know what's going on in Ferguson right now. So you couldn't ask for a bigger person to have on the show. Okay? Now, another thing that I wanted to cover. There has been tons and tons, and I'm talking about tons, of information going around like all over the place. And it's like, I don't know, it's crazy. Talking about a convoy of trucks. Now, I've seen Alex Jones make a comment that, you know, I don't know, to me it was a little bit off base because it could have been very easily solved. I misunderstood what I saw, but, you know, it was like Alex Jones was like, oh, what is this crazy, you know, convoy going and what are they up to, and they got a police escort and blah, blah, blah. It was a Special Olympics convoy. And all the trucks that were there were all the trucks that were moving stuff and bringing stuff for the Special Olympics that are going to be going on. So they had like, I don't know, Conway had probably like 20, 30 trucks. Coca-Cola had probably 20 some odd trucks. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and name all the companies and give them free plugs and everything. But there was just truck after truck after truck. Okay? They were bringing stuff for the Special Olympics. Okay? So, people, please don't go any further with all that stuff. Okay? Because when you guys talk about stuff like that, okay, and you really don't know exactly what you're talking about or what you're covering and stuff like that, you know, it kind of makes you guys sound, I don't know, dumb, I guess you can say. So please, you know, I mean, I don't really want to, you know, be bashing people, you know, and stuff like that. So I'm not gonna, you know, just do your homework. It's very easy to look into the information, you know, and you know, investigate it, look it up, whatever. Okay? So, let's try to, you know, that's how patriots are fighting patriots, okay? Because some people will make something up and go, you know, hey, you know, did you see that convoy? They had, like, all this military stuff that they were moving in, this and that. There might have been one or two military trucks in the whole thing, and then all of a sudden, you know, it turned out to be a military convoy when it had nothing to do with the military. I think you guys understand what I'm saying, right? I hope so. I'm really hoping so. Now, another thing that I wanted to cover. I don't know if you guys found out about it, but the nurse that has been being quarantined because of the Ebola, the CDC, you know, has been quarantining her, the CDC task force that the president put together or whatever, she's under quarantine. Well, she's going to try to sue them now. Now, I don't know if she would even have a case and anything like this, but it makes you wonder. But I'm also wondering, is there something else that, you know, that we don't know about? Her name was Nina Pham. I mean, isn't she the one that just, she was like actually 100% healed of Ebola? But then she's going to sue them? I mean, I'm confused in the whole thing. I don't even know, you know, they say that only like 50 to 70% of people actually die or get infected or whatever from Ebola. I mean, the numbers change all the time and they say, oh, it's not airborne. It is airborne. It's this, it's that. It's not this, it's not that. I mean, it's so confusing the way that everything completely changes. Okay? But the whole point that I'm trying to make is she's actually going to try to sue the CDC, the government, and, you know, and everything else for the whole protocol, I guess, it is what she's going after, you know, for the way that everything was taken care of and the way that she was taken care of, and, you know, for the hospital not knowing the official protocols and the procedures and stuff like that to quarantine somebody that has Ebola. Now, I know if I was working in the medical field, there, you know, you have to know that you are going to be prone to either get sick or, you know, catch some kind of virus or, you know what I mean? You're in that field and you're taking care of people that have illnesses and so on and so forth. So, yeah, you're going to get sick, but if you do not protect yourself properly, seems to me that you're kind of asking for it, right? I mean, if you people don't agree with me, let me know. But wouldn't you say the same thing? I mean, if you're not protecting yourself, properly, and you're not like wearing the proper safety equipment, you know, and so on and so forth, wouldn't you think that, you know, there's a good chance that you would probably be one of the first people that, you know, actually end up catching this disease? I mean, I would hope that wouldn't be the case, but it's going to be the case. Come on. This isn't rocket science. Seriously. Now, as I've told you all, ever since the whole Ebola thing struck up, I don't think it's going to be what the government thinks it's going to be and what they're trying to tell you it's going to be and trying to scare you into. Okay? And all the stupid videos that I've seen, oh, this guy died of Ebola and he came back to life. Ah, watch out. Come on. Do you have any idea how stupid that sounds? These people aren't dying of Ebola. They're coming back as zombies. They're Ebola zombies. You know what? I know a lot of things have been happening. You know, a lot of things that they talk about that sound stupid, and they end up actually coming true. And, you know, some of these movies and TV series and books and stuff like that talk about a zombie apocalypse. I don't know. Makes you wonder. Now, I'm not going to say that it's true that all these, you know, Ebola zombies and stuff. I mean, come on, give me a break. I'd sound goofy if I said that. But out of all seriousness, why do they keep saying that there's going to be a zombie apocalypse? From what? From Ebola? Is that what they're trying to push off on us? Because if you notice, mainstream media, well, some mainstream media, and I don't follow mainstream media, so, but I mean, I'll see what other people post once in a while, and some of them are covering that. Now, if that's the case, wouldn't you think in your mind that that's what they're trying to push off on you? I don't know. Well, anyway, another thing that I wanted to talk about, Bring Our Marine Home Day. All across the country, patriots are trying to come together. Blaine Cooper, Manny Vega, so on and so forth. You know, all the regular, you know, people, all the regular patriots that we talk about all the time and everything else. They are doing something all across this nation that they're trying to get our Marine home from Mexico. People, if you can please help out, please help out. I mean, this